We're going to read a story about how the angels worship the Lord. See if you can hear some of the things the angels do to worship the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Revelation, parts of chapters 4 and 5. It begins by telling about the Lord's throne, sitting on his throne with the emerald rainbow over his head. And round about the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, arrayed in white garments, and they had on their heads golden crowns. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 animals full of eyes before and behind. And when the animals gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sat upon the throne, who lives for ages of ages, the 24 elders fell down before him who sat on the throne and adored him who lives for ages of ages and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and by thy will they are and were created." And I saw, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 animals, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 animals and the 4 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each of them harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. And they sang a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open its seals, because thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God in thy blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." And I saw and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the animals and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a great voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And the 4 animals said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives for ages of ages. We also read from the word of the Lord's second coming, Arcana Celestia 16:18. "And there he built an altar to Yehovah." This signifies worship from that state. It is evident from the signification of an altar as being a representative of all worship in general. By worship in the internal sense is meant all conjunction through love and charity. When a man is in love, love to the Lord and charity, he is continually in worship, external worship being merely the effect. The angels are in such worship. With them, therefore, there is a perpetual Sabbath. And from this, the Sabbath in the internal sense means the Lord's kingdom. But man, while in the world, ought by all means to be in external worship also. For by external worship, internal things are stirred up. And by means of external worship, external things are kept in holiness, so that internal things can flow in. And besides, man is thus imbued with knowledges and is prepared for receiving heavenly things, and is also gifted with states of holiness, although he is unaware of this. These states of holiness are preserved for him by the Lord for the use of eternal life, for in the other life, all the states of his life return. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.